Spirit, let it rise, rise. Let the Spirit, let it rise. Let the praises to our King, let it rise. Come on, let it. Oh, let. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rise. Oh, let. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on and let it rise. Oh, let it. Let's roll it. Oh, roll it now. Oh, come on, roll it. Oh, roll it now. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold it. No. Oh, hold it. And let it rise. Oh, y'all did good. I tell you, y'all outlasted me. Praise God. Before there was a Bible, there was a God. The heavens declare the glory of God. And he's in a class all by himself. He is the incomparable God. I tell you this morning that God is the God of chemistry. God is the God of pharmacology. God is the God of astronomy. God is the God of music. God is the God of mathematics. God is the God of physics. God is the God of agriculture. God is the God of psychology. God is the God of medicine. God is the God of history. God is the God of philosophy. I'll tell you this morning that the whole earth is full of his glory. Everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord. You ought to praise him while you can. Amen? Because he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 8. And I want to begin reading at the 41st verse. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 41. If you have that, say amen. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood staunched. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, and Peter said, and Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, And sayest thou, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Trying to slip away with a blessing. Trying to slip away with a blessing. There is profound wisdom in the word of God. There is quality food for thought in the word of God. It is this mighty source of information that not only empowers us to live abundantly or to live the abundant life, but it will show us how to have eternal life. This narrative of this woman with the issue of blood is recorded for our benefit. It tells us of the struggle of a woman for 12 years and how she fought to reclaim and to regain her health. And there's something spiritual about her struggle because her faith was involved. Whenever you go through life and your faith is involved, that makes it spiritual. Amen? And we can learn insights and perspectives from what she went through. And there's something about a man named Jesus. Jesus Christ is the most important human being to ever live in this world. And no rational nor reasonable person would ever ignore Jesus or treat him with contempt. Amen. Because nobody can do for us what Jesus can do. Amen. People, everywhere he went, people surrounded him because they wanted him to do something for them. And I'm telling you today, I'm following Christ because I need him to do something for me. I want him to do something for me. Is that all right? Amen. And that's why we got to keep telling people about Jesus. We got to keep showing people the relevance of Jesus. Everybody here this morning need to understand how relevant Jesus is to your life. We got to keep telling this story. We can't let up. We got to keep talking about this man called Jesus. Now this morning, I'm going to talk about something that I hope that you can relate to. And how this woman got blessed and tried to just slip away with it. But that was not the plan that God had for her life. Perhaps you've been blessed and don't want nobody to know it. Trying to be blessed and trying to downplay it. Amen. But it was not part of God's plan that she merely just slipped away. So there are two things I want you to see. Number one, she struggled for 12 years trying to get a blessing. Point number two is, after she received it, after 12 years, she tried to slip away. Now, when I look at the first idea, there are many ingredients that we need to build a quality life. Many things go into building a quality life. And one such thing that goes into building a quality life is development. But in order to develop, brothers and sisters, we have to struggle. Now, we don't necessarily like the process of struggle, but we like the benefits that are derived from struggle. Because struggle is a part of everybody's life. Because in order to develop, you got to struggle. You got to go through something. Amen. And this woman went through this struggle. And it's a part of the package all of us have to go through. If I'm going to go to a higher level or a higher dimension in my life, I've got to go through some struggle. I'd rather not be there. I'd rather not go through it. But if God can take you to it, he can take you through it. Amen. So it is a part of the developmental process or procedure. Because I can rise out of struggle. I can get stronger when I come through struggle. I can have clarity. I can have insight. I can have perspective when I come through, when I come out of struggle. And so even though I'd rather not go through it, it is part of my developmental process. Amen. Because keep in mind, you ain't always been this pretty. Is that all right? And so the Bible tells us that she struggled for 12 years. That number is significant because 12 is the number in biblical numerology. It is the number of completion. 12 is an important number. Amen. You see, there are 12 months in a year. After we live 12 months, we call that a year. There are 12 hours in a day. And there are 12 hours in a night. 60 seconds, 60 minutes, and 24 hours all equally divide by the number 12. Is that all right? 12,000 times 12,000 equals 144,000, which is a representation of the number of perfection of those who were saved in the Old Testament. Brother Jacob had 12 sons. There were 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus chose 12 apostles to sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 12, there are 12 gates in heaven, 4 in the east, 4 in the south, 4 in the north, and 4 in the west. Is that all right? So the number 12 is a very significant number. It takes 12 eggs to make a dozen. Oh, I wish I had somebody. You wouldn't buy a carton of eggs that only had 10. Is that all right? 12 inches make up a foot. There are 12 cranial nerves in the human body. Alcoholic Anonymous have 12 steps. Oh, I wish somebody knew what I was talking about. There are 12 signs in the Western zodiac. Is that all right? 12 is the greatest number of magnitude in the English language that only has one syllable. A decade is 10 years plus 2. It takes 12 years to move from the first grade, praise God, and they graduate. 12 years. So there's something significant about the number 12. This woman had been suffering for 12 years. Brother Wyatt, she had an issue of blood. That means she had a hemorrhage. She was hemorrhaging. And to hemorrhage means excessive bleeding caused by the rupture of a blood vessel, whether internal or external. Hemorrhaging means uncontrollable loss. You know, sometimes companies say we just hemorrhaging money. We just losing money left and right. Is that all right? But she had been struggling for 12 years. And some people struggle 12 minutes and ready to throw in the towel. Is that all right? You know, a lot of living can go on in 12 years. Where are you going to be in 12 years? Where's the church going to be? That's why we're challenging our young men to step up in 12 years. And you know, that's kind of scary to think about. Especially when you're moving on down the road. Y'all better come on talk to me. Is that all right? But a lot of living, perhaps somebody got healed in 12 years, but she didn't get healed. She did not get healed. Now somebody says that many plans fail because we do not have a sound strategy of execution. I want to say that again, that sometimes we have plans for our lives, but they do not succeed because we do not have a sound strategy of execution. Now, all of us have a desire to be well. God has made us in such a way we want to be whole. We want to be well. Amen. Is that right? Now there are two kinds of diseases. That's what's called vertical disease, which means you walking around, but you just don't feel good. Y'all all right? Now, horizontal disease is when you can no longer work and you on your sick bed. Well, this woman with the issue of blood, she had what's called vertical disease. She could walk around for 12 years, but she was bleeding excessively for 12 years. Because I have a desire to be well. Because people have a desire to be well, doctor's offices are filled. Because people have a desire to be well, people go on the internet and they do research trying to get understanding about what they can do to be well. Because people have a desire to be well, we take prescription drugs. Because we have a desire to be well, we take herbs. Because we have a desire to be well, we take superfoods. Because we have a desire to be well, we go on this diet and that diet. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. Because people have a desire to be well. But whatever your desire is, you got to have if you're gonna be rich, if you're gonna be well, you've got to have a strategy for execution. Her strategy was 12 years of struggle. Her strategy was, I'm going to seek out the best doctors. Her strategy was, I'm going to use my financial power. I got money. And I'm going to use that money in trying to get well. Somebody said that we lose our health trying to get wealth, and then we have to spend the wealth trying to get health again. And sometimes we don't miss our health till it's gone. Sometimes you don't miss your water till your well run dry. Is that all right? Well, she had a strategy to get well. She was sick. But the Bible says that her strategy didn't work out. that for 12 years she saw doctor after doctor, and instead of getting better, she got worse. And not only that, she spent all of her money trying to get well. But you know, money doesn't mean very much if you're sick. Hello? I knew a man, he had just got a big check and was in the hospital, and he said, "I got all this money, can't even spend it." Is that all right? Well, she spent all of her money trying to get well. Her strategy was, somebody said, if you, ancient wisdom says, if you just change your attitude, that can attract the right kind of energy. I think there's something to that. A shift of attitude begins positive forces to work in your life. As long as you're negative, you're going to keep attracting to yourself all that negative stuff. And that's why Jesus talked about, the first thing he talked about when he talked about the kingdom of God is get your attitude right. Because attitude determines altitude. Is that all right? Well, she had a plan, but instead of getting better, she got worse. But you know what's so beautiful about life? If you tried one thing and it didn't work, try something else. Is that all right? You've been trying to do it this way, but it ain't working. That's why you got to listen to your feedback. Amen. Feedback is all around us. You get to exercise, you get to feeling better, then you quit. Praise God. You got some feedback. You were feeling better. Is that right? Amen. Well, Brother Wyatt, now she comes up with another plan. Yeah. Another strategy. She said, "Well, I done tried the doctors, and I didn't get any better. They tell you about this new product. It's got chlorella in it. It got spirulina in it. It's got moringa in it. It's got alfalfa in it. It's got dandelion in it." And they said, this is the newest thing in the foods. And if you eat this, boy, you're going to have energy like these children got. And so you tried one, but it just doesn't work out. So she now comes up, Brother Earl, with a new strategy. But you heard about a man named Jesus. But isn't it amazing, after she tried the doctors and spent all her money, now she says, "If I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole." That's her new strategy. The others had failed, Brother Wyatt. Yeah. Now she's got a new plan. What is it that makes you just go on in the face of setbacks and difficulty? What keeps you going on? It's your faith. She had faith. She had creative faith. She said, "If I could touch his garment, I'll be healed." So Jesus is on his way to Jairus' daughter's house. And it's interesting, Sister Sperling, that this daughter is 12 years old too. She's been suffering for 12 years, Brother Wyatt, and the girl that's dying is 12 years old. Y'all see how 12 is lining up? She's been sick 12 years, the girl 12 years old about to die. Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house, and as he's going, The Bible says he's being thronged, Sister Phyllis, which means that it was so many people out there, they are almost suffocating and crushing Jesus. Because everywhere he went, there was a crowd. But on that day, I'll tell you something, you can get a lot done if you just determine and don't give up. I know it may look dark, it may look bleak, but if you could just hang in there and be strong mentally and don't give up, you're close to your breakthrough. So that crowd, you know, sometimes we see a crowd, we go the other way. But this woman got a new strategy now. Trying to get well for 12 years hadn't happened. And I'm telling you, sometimes what you're trying to do, it ain't going to happen right away. You might want it right now. It might be 12 years away. Well, 12 years, that's what I said, 12 years. Amen. And so she gets out in the crowd, and it's crushing, but that woman is determined. And she comes up behind him. And she reaches out and she touches his garment. And all that the doctors couldn't do, Jesus did. All that her money couldn't do, Jesus did. For immediately, Lord have mercy, after 12 years of heartbreak, after 12 years of anxiety and depression, after 12 years of suffering. I don't know, you might be suffering this morning physically. You might have physical pain in your body. You might have emotional pain. You might have psychological pain in your body. You might have spiritual pain in your body. And Paul Lawrence Dunbar, he gives voice to when he said, a crust of bread and a corner to sleep and a minute to smile and an hour to weep and a pain of joy to a peck of trouble. Never to laugh and the moans come double. And that is like after all these years of struggling and suffering and hurting, she reaches out and she touches Jesus and immediately, Lord have mercy, her bleeding stops. Now here's the major point in this lesson. And now she wants to quietly slip away. Yeah. Brother Sperling, she came and she slipped up behind him, touched him. But then Jesus consciousness. There's a revelation in his consciousness. And Jesus says, who touched me? Brother Wyatt, folks all around him touching him. And the disciples, all of them denied it. And finally, you know, Peter going to always be the spokesman. He said, Lord, you talking about the folks touching you and all these folks touching you? Yeah. But Jesus said, but, this was a special touch. Because when this person touched me, I felt power surge out of me. Healing power came out of me. And that woman, she was just going to come in there and get her blessing and slip away. Do y'all see that? But then, it wasn't God's plan for her to get the blessing and slip away. Because Jesus called her out. And when he called her out, she came trembling. And she told him what she had been through. She told him she had been suffering for 12 years. She told him she had been the doctor after doctor. Her situation got worse. She told him how she thought about coming to him, touching his garment. She came to him and she touched his garment. And Jesus said, you just can't slip away. Because your story is too good to keep to yourself. You need to go and tell somebody. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear your struggle and what you've been through and how you overcame setback after setback and God brought you to a different place. You just can't slip away with this blessing. There's some people, they get blessed and try to play downplay it. How you doing, child? I ain't doing too good. Yeah. The Lord done bless you, child. I ain't got nothing. I can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. The Lord has blessed you, and you trying to slip away. Get in there and get it and just slip out of there. And nobody knows. But somebody, you know, it's amazing. She didn't want to tell nobody, Brother Harris, but she wound up telling everybody. All right. Isn't that something? She didn't want to tell anybody, but she wound up telling everybody what God had done for her. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's too many people trying to, they're blessed. And somebody needs to see you blessed. Stop downplaying your blessings. And give God the glory. The song says, count your blessings. Name them. How often do we do that? Instead of adding up your troubles, take some time and count your blessings. Well, you know, things ain't going. Are you alive? That's pretty good, ain't it? You woke up this morning? I think you're ahead of most of them, or a lot of them anyway. Is that all right? Count your blessings. Do what? Name them one by one, and it will. Just look back on last week. How many times you got on the freeway? Did God see you safely through? Ain't that a blessing? You got food in your refrigerator? And if you ain't got none, you're eating at somebody's table, that's a blessing too. You might have none of yours, but somebody said, come on, eat. Is that all right? You got clothes on your back? You got shoes on your feet? You got joy in your heart. You got a song on your lips. Then shouldn't you be telling somebody? That woman, 12 years of struggle. All her money. And she simply wants to come in. Grab the hem. And slip away. But Jesus said, no, somebody touch me. Is that all right? If your life gets better and you know God did it, what should you do? You got a raise and you ain't said nothing. You ain't said, thank you, Lord. Amen. You paid off some bills. That's a blessing right there. Huh? Is that all right? If you know God has, because you ought to tell somebody, because you are advertisement for the Lord. Every Christian is a living advertisement for Jesus. And I need to go and tell somebody what the Lord won't tell you, church. I've been a praying man most of my life, but I'm praying now like I ain't never prayed. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? I'm sure enough praying now. I sure enough realized on my way to church this morning, I said, Lord, I just want to thank you for letting me come to the house of prayer this morning. I didn't have to be able to get up out of my bed and be able to come in here. Is that all right? Isn't that a blessing? And you go all through the week and everything is all right. Your family is safe. Then it's I know things ain't perfect. But shouldn't we be telling somebody about what the Lord? Even when you tell me, God, you his child, he ain't bless you. He ain't bless you at all. God told Abraham, I'm gonna make your name great. I'm gonna make you a blessing. But Abraham's job was not to merely slip away with a blessing. He was to be a blessing. And I thank God that so many of you who are members of this church, you are a blessing to this church. Amen. The man who was demon-possessed, Brother Wyatt, he was psychotic, antisocial. Nobody could tame him. Nobody could live with him. He lived in the graveyard, cutting himself with rocks. People were scared of him. Jesus Christ went out into the graveyard and had him sit down. And when Christ had him sit down, he was sitting clothed in his right mind. Christ gave him back his life. He was so thankful for what God had done for him. He said, I want to follow you, Jesus. And Jesus told him, no, you go home and you tell your friends the great things God has done for you and how God had compassion on you. Shouldn't I go tell somebody instead of complaints coming out of my mouth most of the times? Shouldn't I be telling somebody how good God is and how much he's blessed me? And remember this. At our funerals, that day is coming. They're going to talk about the contribution. Yeah. One of the most important things I can do with my life is make a contribution. You see, my life is God's gift to me. What I do with my life is my gift to God. Is that right? Well, when it's all over, I know you want somebody to come up here and tell the truth, right? So the story is told by a lady. Her children went to a funeral, and the folks were just saying all these wonderful things about the man in the casket. The lady sat there for a while. After a while, she said, go up there and look in that casket, see if that's your daddy. We must be at the wrong funeral. Is that all right? I'm saying that one of the most important things we are going to do in this life is make a contribution. And really at our funeral, people are going to think about, even if they don't talk about it, how we live. They're going to think about and talk about whether we live selfishly or whether we live trying to help other people. So in conclusion this morning, if God has blessed me, how many this morning can say I've been blessed? If God has blessed me, shouldn't I be a living advertisement for the Lord? That woman, just Sister Fairweather, she tried to just come in there and get what she wanted and slip away. And too many Christians sometimes, instead of opening our mouths and talking about how good God has been. Amen. Is that right? Don't we need to hear how good God has been? Don't we sing how great he is? But then in conclusion, Jesus told that woman, Brother Wyatt, she was trembling, she was afraid. He said, she came and told him about her struggle. 12 years, y'all. 12 years before she got healed. That's a long time, ain't it? Well, there's another woman, she's been over 18 years. Another man been sick for 38 years. Huh? She had a chronic, when you have a chronic situation, that means it's long lasting. It's lasting over a period of time, 12 years. 12 years. Perhaps this morning you've been struggling with something for the last 5 years. You just got 7 more years to go. Ain't that good news? You just got 7 more to go. And after 7 years, you're going to do what? Get your blessing. And when you get it, amen, don't you just get it and slip away. Go and tell somebody about what God. Because by doing that, you'll make somebody, you know, we ought to be able to live in such a way that somebody want to be members of the Bush Hills Church of Christ. My life is being so blessed by being among such loving people. Amen. A preacher who shares quality word. Song leader who just off the charts singing. Prayers that the best prayers in the Western Hemisphere. And just the fellowship. Amen. Is that right? Jesus told her, he said, after she told him all she'd been through, he said, it's all good. He said, it's all right. And it's good to hear it's all good. Amen. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Remember this, brothers and sisters, I need a faith worth having. I need a faith that's going to do something for my life. Is that right? Remember, it is faith. It's by your faith you're going to save your soul. Is that right? It's through your faith you're going to overcome the world. It's through your faith you're going to move mountains. Is that all right? It's through your faith you're going to please God. He said, your faith. Boy, that's a powerful statement. Your faith. What is your faith doing for you? When you have a setback, does your faith help you? Something to think about, isn't it? Amen. You get hit hard by life. Can your faith move that mountain? The world turns against you. Can your faith help you to overcome the world? Brother Wyatt, read for me 1 Peter 1:9 as we conclude. Everybody turn to 1 Peter 1:9. Let me leave you with this. Hope it'll bless you. 1 Peter 1:9. Listen to this. Do I need a faith that's worth having? How many want a better quality faith this morning? Amen. We need to pray this morning that people's faith don't fail. You know why people leave Christ? Their faith failed. If your brakes fell on your car, guess what? It ain't gonna stop. One time I had my 65 Wildcat. And that's when they had the wheel cylinder. You remember the wheel cylinders? Y'all remember them? Well, you know, if the wheel cylinder lose the brake fluid, Y'all know what happened? That's right, Earl, you ain't got no brakes. So, man, I'm coming around here. And I'm just, you know, listening to the music, bopping to the music, boop, boop, bopping. And Claudia, I hit the brake and it went straight to the float. So Smith said, I got a real problem right here. Amen, because I'm picking up speed. Well, y'all know I turned out all right because I'm standing here before you. And I was trying to figure out why. How was I going to stop that car without getting killed? So what I did, I ran it up against a couple of trees to try to slow it up. Boom. Boom. So Peter's laughing at that. But I got an emergency here. Is that all right? And finally it dawned on me. Emergency break. You know what the emergency break is for? An emergency. And guess what, Brother White? I had a. So guess what I did, Doc? I hit it. And when I did, I was doing this here. You talking about whiplash. But thank God, it worked. We need to pray that people's faith don't fail. We need to pray that people's faith be strengthened. Listen, 1 Peter 1, 9, say, and we conclude. Receiving the end. Do you know what the end game is for your faith? Christ said her faith had done what? Do you think, let's say you got a sickness in your life. Do you think your faith can play a part in that? What if you got a financial crisis in your life? Can your faith play a part in that? What if you got a situation that you know people not treating you right? Can your faith play a... What is your faith doing for you? Receiving the end of your faith.
Even the salvation.
The salvation.
Of your soul.
How many want to go to heaven? In order to get there, your faith got to do what it's designed to do. Is that right? And it's designed. That woman's faith, that created faith, sick 12 years, couldn't get well, Sister Yvonne, but she did what? She just hung in there. And after 12 years, she got her breakthrough. Is that all right? That's the message. This morning, some people don't want to give God the glory. Some people don't want to give God the credit, Bro White. You ask them, are they blessed? They said, sometime. Is that all right? But my God is good all the time and all the time. My God is good. Is that all right? So instead, Sister Fairweather, of me trying to slip away with a blessing, I ought to be telling somebody about what the Lord done for me. Is that all right? Yes! The Lord done some for me. Is that all right? And one of three ways I can tell him that I appreciate it. Is that all right? First of all, I can count my blessings. I can name them. One by one. And when I do, it might surprise me what the Lord has done. Is that all right? Number two, I can tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done for me. Is that all right? Number three, I can live obediently. I can say, Lord, I'm sold on you. Is that right? Lord, I give my life fully committed to you. Is that all right? Lord, I'm sold out for you. Is that all right? And when I think about the contribution of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 said, now you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty you might be rich. Is that all right? Christ became poor in order that I might be rich. Is that all right? He was born in another man's stable. He grew up in another man's town. He went to another man's school. Is that all right? He preached in another man's boat. He rode on another man's coat. Is that all right? He died for another man's sin. Is that all right? He was buried in another man's grave, but he got up by his own power. Is that all right? He died in order to give. He lives in order to give. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Is that all right? So if your back is pressed against the wall, don't give up. Reach out and touch his garment. Is that all right? If you're in trouble, don't give up. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Is that all right? If you don't know what to do, don't give up. Reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Is that all right? I heard the hymnologist said, I tried all I could, but it seemed like nothing would do me any good. Then I heard Jesus was passing by. That's when I decided I would give him a try. Is that all right? Oh, it's Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I've touched the hem of his garment, and his love, praise God, has made me whole. Is that all right? I'll tell you, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. So go out and just be a living advertisement. Somebody see you tomorrow. Say, how you doing, man? I'm doing great. The Lord just so good to me. Can you say that? Will you say that? Well, how you, man? I'm just doing just fine, super fantastic. Because the Lord has sure been good to me. Can you say amen to that? And when I sit down and I take out a sheet of paper and I get to count my blessings, can walk, can talk, can sing, got gas in my car, got a little money, chilling all right. Is that all right? I got a job. Amen. Got a friend like Sam White in my life. Amen. Got good brother like Earl here and Jade, and Dr. Harris, amen, Sister Sperling. Man, let me see. Man, I need another sheet of paper, what? Is that all right? And he just been so good. So why should I come in here and just get a blessing, what? And then just slip away? Tell somebody about what the Lord. You got a job today? You retired today? Who you think did that? You got money in the bank? Amen. Is that all right? Maybe you ain't got $100,000, but you got $1,000. That's a blessing right there. Well, that ain't no blessing. Well, give me the $1,000 then. Since you said it ain't a blessing, give it to me. I'll take it, Lance. Is that all right? Somebody going to give you $100. That's a blessing. Somebody give you $10. That's a blessing. Is that all right? Whenever God opens somebody's heart to give to you, that's a blessing. Stand on your feet. That's the message today. If you're here today, you need prayer, whatever your situation might be. If you need prayer this morning, Brother West, modern psychology talks about self, and everybody got to deal with self. Self is the meeting place of challenge and the meeting place of problems. Modern psychology has three affirmations about self. Modern psychology says, know thyself. Modern psychology says, accept thyself. And modern psychology says, express thyself. Well, the Holy Bible has three affirmations about self too. It says, examine thyself. Amen. It says, deny thyself. And it says, save thyself. I take the Bible. And sometimes, let me tell you something. Sometimes people gets, I know it's a struggle sometimes to give your life to Christ because you're so caught up with the needs of your body. Amen. And you can't see the needs of your soul because the needs of your body crying out so loud. You can't recognize your soul got needs too. And so you have a real struggle confessing your sins and coming to Christ because you're so caught up in what your body need instead of thinking about what your soul need. Amen? And your soul needs saving, and the only person can do it is you. Is that right? Amen? So I wanna urge you this morning. I hope this lesson has encouraged you to just think about that you are blessed. My life ain't perfect, but I'm blessed. Amen? Can't you say that? I'm not perfect, but I'm blessed. And the more I praise God, the better I feel. I'm at my best when I'm praising God. Brother, I think it was that Jeremy talked about in our session. Was you talk about the negative, Jay? Was that you? Yeah. And you know, negativity is like poison. Yeah. Huh? If you round somebody always want to talk negative, you need to let that go. Huh? Is that right? So go on, tell somebody what the Lord done for you. I really love the, yes I do. I really love the, you don't know what just gotta thank you Jesus gave. Tori, I love him, I love him, I really love him.